Welcome to the Susan Winter Show. Here you'll find practical tips and tools to address your most pressing concerns on love, dating, and partnership. And now, here's your love and life mentor, Susan Winter.
For those of you who are wanting to create love, for those of you who are wanting to experience a beautiful, healthy relationship, I know in today's world, right now, with everything that's going on, I want to offer you some hope. I think we all need a little hope right now, and not just hope, some great tools to help to have you create the kind of relationship you truly want to experience. Susan Winter here. Thanks for joining me. This is a message to give you the confidence to move forward through the dating process. And I know so many of you are writing me and you're saying things that equate to me sort of like, is it optimism or masochism? I keep going out there. I have these horrible experiences. There is a cure for that. But it starts with you, and it starts with you filtering, and it starts with you not utilizing the wrong kind of hope. The wrong kind of hope is where you have a dream, an image of a life and a partnership style that you want to create that's rewarding and fulfilling to you. But that gets tossed aside because your eyes see something. Somebody meets you, somebody chats you up, they kind of stir you up, there's a lot of chemistry, and you suddenly forget about this and now become fixated on the person. And you want to become somebody that they want. And your dream lies over here. And by the time that you've had enough interaction that you feel maybe you want to introduce the ideas of how you want it to be, guess what? You lost control because you never took the initiative to be proactive from the beginning. It isn't about controlling your partner. It is about setting yourself up for success. Here's what we don't do, and here's what we do in order to get the love we want. One, get super clear from day one what you want to experience. What feeling do you want? Put words to it. What kind of a construct do you want? You bake into the equation honesty and forthright behavior from the very beginning. Because if you want your love to last, it will not sustain itself through the trials and tribulations of a new relationship. When things are glitchy and people don't know and they pull away and they get scared, then you get scared. Then you want to dominate and kind of show your authority like, I don't care. And then you don't respond back and all that stuff. That's game. And when you're in game, you are not being confident. You are being fearful. Manipulation and control is based in fear. It's fear that you can't handle what you're doing and that you can't do it right. So in your application of hope, you hold on to the dream, the values, the goals that you want to experience in a relationship. And from the very beginning, from meeting this new person, and you're not quite sure, they say they want a relationship, you don't know, begin speaking your truth. Now, I know some of you are going to say, oh, Susan, when I do that, they're just going to tell me what I want to hear. Maybe. Maybe they will. But the important thing is that you've said it. You're not going to be a fool. Listen, the best of us will always get fooled at some point. There's going to be a player better than you. But the point is that you are clear and you've established the terms of engagement. That is a proactive move to allow you the freedom to be the kind of person that you want to be within this relationship. It is vitally important. So, two, establish honesty. We can talk. We can speak to each other. From the very beginning, start conversations like, hey, I know we just met. Put it in your words, not Susan words. But, you know, if you feel you're not feeling it, just shoot me a text. You're not bad or wrong. I'll do the same thing because I really believe in honesty. I promise you, you will never have a vibrant, loving relationship that makes you happy unless you can work through the communication part of it. And the communication part of it is what will keep the relationship alive. Challenges happen. Confusion happens. People do things. They don't mean to hurt you. Maybe they didn't understand. They ran over your boundary. But you have to be able to be comfortable enough to articulate what happened and to share that with your partner. It makes all the difference in the world. You're setting yourself up for a great relationship. And the third thing that I can tell you, to give you a chance to have a shot at love, is to start with good material. Don't wish and hope that maybe this is somebody you can admire. You don't need to admire superficial things. You are looking for the internal disposition, character, and quality of that individual. That is what you will be living with. That is what you will be dealing with. Is this a person you admire? Is it a person that you respect who they are as a human being? Can you indeed respect them? Are they a good person? Straight across the board, are they a kind, loving, good person? Because if they are, you are 98% there. And number four, don't waste time with hoping in the wrong area. Hope is great. You don't want to hope they will be somebody to fit into your dream. If they're not locked and loaded and want what you want, and you've not established that, don't try to squish them into a container to be your leading man or leading woman or leading person and hope that they can work in that design, say the words they're supposed to say, do the things they're supposed to do. And, you know, you might find a non-compliant leading man, leading lady, leading person who just walks off the stage and leaves you in the middle of everything, because that's not what they were signed up for. They came to do their own thing, and their thing wasn't your thing. But the time that you waste, that's where the pain comes. Wasting time, hoping you can get them to want what you want and want it with you. That is your torture. That is when you suffer. And that is when you stay up all night and chain smoke or do whatever and overdrink and overeat or don't eat at all and don't drink at all and don't whatever. That's what'll send you into a downward spiral. You're trying too hard. It's not that hard, folks. But you have to be vigilant with your filter. Clarity on what you want, clarity and communication of what you want to experience, baking honesty into the very foundation of this meeting and this participation with this person from day one. Nobody's bad and wrong. Here's what we feel. Now, what do we do about it? And negotiating, working with your partner in tandem. When a problem comes up, it's not just your way. It's not just their way. This should be a partnership. And a partnership means, hey, I see it this way. We've got this issue. Here's my solution, but I really want to hear yours. When you start to engage your partner and make them a vital part of the conversation, you are just creating an environment for longevity and for love's continuance. Please understand that despite all of the bad and horrific behavior, all of the experiences you've had to date, and all of the dismal information you're hearing from your friends, every day, love happens. Every day. But guess who is getting the love they want? The people who are very clear in their choosing of a partner who has the skill set that they do, wants what they want, and wants it with them. These are very basic factors. So, chemistry is powerful. Our eyes want what they want. But instead of trying to contort somebody to be what you want and to want what you want, start only with that segment of the population that is on board with your dream. And that will give you the success that you have wanted to feel and will eliminate the unnecessary heartache. I hope this helps you. I know it will help you if you do it. Susan Winter for SusanWinter.net. If you want help getting there and a consultation, please chat me up. You can do so. You can see the different items that I have in the way that I coach you. And keep following this channel. And if you like it, subscribe. Thank you.